presented by Amazon.
Hey, good morning, Playbookers. It's Monday, June 14th. I'm Raghumano Valin, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. We got word from senior Democrats last night that they think the White House is actually considering the trillion-dollar bipartisan infrastructure deal floated by 10 centrist senators that we mentioned on Friday. Here's the big thing, though. First, they need to see if their own members are willing to support it. If Democrats are going to get behind a proposal that's half the size of what they were shooting for, they'll need assurances that a second package will make it through reconciliation. And reconciliation hinges on two senators in particular, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Some Democratic leaders are concerned that if they endorse a bipartisan deal like the one that Manchin and Sinema want, the pair won't be there when it's time to go Democrat only in reconciliation. Democrats are hoping that reconciliation is a route to include sweeping climate provisions, a massive investment in family and childcare, and higher corporate taxes. One senior Democratic source told Playbook, "There would have to be clarity that we're getting the second package. Manchin and Sinema are going to have to give assurances to Bernie Sanders." Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hinted at this on CNN's State of the Union.
"So if this is something that can be agreed upon, I don't know how we can possibly sell it, to our caucus unless we know there's more to come."
Unlike previous negotiations that failed, the two sides are at least in the same ballpark when it comes to the cost. But figuring out a way to pay for it all remains a struggle. The bipartisan group of senators working on the deal have about 10 to 12 ideas that are circulating. Some are sweeteners to bring Republicans into the fold. Others are more targeted towards Joe Biden. But there's not a lot of overlap between the two. Republicans had some hope that indexing the gas tax to inflation might be a loophole to Biden's pledge to not raise taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year. No dice, says the White House, which has already squashed that idea. Politico's Olivia Rheingold noted on Sunday that Senator Susan Collins had listed her three ideas for pay-fors. 1, an infrastructure financing authority. 2, repurposing unused COVID-19 relief funds. And 3, a provision to ensure that drivers using electric vehicles pay their fair share for using the nation's roads and bridges. Two other ideas still in the mix per a senior GOP aide, various user fee hikes and tax gap enforcement. To recap, to pull this deal off, the two most conservative Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, need to deliver the most liberal senator, Bernie Sanders, in their caucus, while the five most anti-Trump Republicans, Portman, Romney, Murkowski, Collins, and Cassidy, need to deliver five of their Trumpy colleagues. Sounds complicated, but one thing is for sure, Democrats are going to have some candid family conversations this week. Here's what everyone in Washington is up to today, starting with the White House. At 12:35 p.m. Central European Summer Time, Biden will meet with various members of NATO, including Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and Turkish President Erdogan. At 6:50 p.m., he will hold a press conference. Here's what's on Vice President Kamala Harris's schedule today. At 10:05 a.m. Eastern, Harris will travel to Greenville, South Carolina, where she'll speak at a vaccination mobilization event and take part in a conversation about voting rights with community leaders. At 5:10 p.m., she'll head back to D.C. The Senate will meet at 3 p.m. The House is in, with the votes postponed until 6:30 p.m. That's all I've got for you today, and if you haven't listened, check out the latest episode of Politico Deep Dive. Journalist Melanie Warner and Playbook's very own Rachel Bade dive into the history of Jeffrey Sable, one man whose alleged activity on January 6th left many in his life confused and grappling for answers. What does his story tell us about the new face of extremism? Listen and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more news on what's breaking in DC right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Raghumano Valin. Have a great week. See you tomorrow morning.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. In the same time, food and beverage costs have increased 18%. Transportation costs up 16%, housing costs up 23%, and medical costs up 32%. In 2018, Amazon introduced a starting wage of at least $15 an hour for all U.S. employees. A new, independent study found that Amazon's wage increase produced a 2.6% increase in the average hourly wage among other employers in the same market. Learn more at aboutamazon.com/15.